following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another hour of the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions, big-name guests. I did reach out to Michael Carey, speaking of big-name guests, at Michigan State basketball, trying to get Tom Izzo on before the Michigan State-Miami game on Saturday. His thoughts on Alan Haller, the new AD, and the job Mel Tucker is doing two games in. My huge prediction, if the Spartans beat the U in Miami on Saturday, they'll go into the top 25. Michigan is back in the top 25. They have Northern Illinois. I'll have a pair of Michigan tickets to give away for that game, courtesy of our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. I'll tell you how you can win those later. Speaking of tickets, Superfly, and we have, what is it, a pair for Toad the Wet Sprocket and the VIP passes for tonight at Frederick Meyer Gardens, courtesy of our flagship station, 96.1 The Game. What we'll do is that the first caller in Grand Rapids, all right, the first caller in Grand Rapids, or if you're listening in Holland on 99.7 FM and AM 1450 WHTC, or you're in GR, the first caller that can use those tickets, because we have them right now, and the concert is tonight. It's beautiful weather. You'll get the VIP pass, two tickets to Toad the Wet Sprocket, Frederick Meyer Gardens, northeast side of GR. So Superfly, somebody in Grand Rapids who can meet you, what, within, before the show's over, so the next 2 hours, probably? You have to be within that distance to meet him. If you want those tickets and the VIP passes tonight for Toad the Wet Sprocket at Frederick Meyer Gardens, first caller that can use them will hook you up. So thank you from our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. Let Superfly know. You can meet him right here at the station in downtown GR, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. First caller who can use them. It is a final in Detroit. Tigers continue playing great baseball, 4-1. They beat the Brewers. Man, I can't say enough about A.J. Hinch and just the culture he's created with this team. It's amazing. Dustin Gourneau had a homer. That might be, he's a backup catcher. That might be his first major league homer. Yeah, Tigers are really building something special. When you look at Riley Green and Torkelson and what they're doing, and I know Dingler got banged up, and we'll talk to Dan Hasty, Road to Detroit podcast, will join us in a moment, which is an awesome podcast about down on the farm with the Tigers. You know, Manny now is 3-6. I'll give him credit, and that's Fetter working with these pitchers, the former Michigan pitching coach. Miguel got a hit in his chase for 3,000. And Tigers are flirting. If I look now, they are, is it 6 games under 500? Could they get to 500? 70-76 right now with the win today over the Brewers. This team, and the Brewers, by the way, are 89 and 57. Tigers have beat some good teams, not teams with a ton of September call-ups, and the call-ups are limited. They are playing some quality baseball. Still, at the end of the year, I think the timetable's been moved up. This team, I don't know if you can supplant the White Sox, but they should be a wild-card contender in 2022. Plain and simple, and I don't think that's putting pressure on anybody. I'm just watching Manny now, who, with the win, I said 3-6, he's now 4-6. Six innings, two hits, one run. This is an 89-win team they were playing. Six strikeouts. Lang came in, and Fulmer struck out four in two innings. Man, when you... culture can change, and winning can start when you have a leader. And you have leaders on the field in Miguel, obviously, right? And you have A.J. Hinch. I mean, I just... That signing of Hinch will go down like Pudge did to rescue this team from the depths of baseball. Hell, I mean that. I really... we'll look back 10 years from now. I think the Tigers will be in a World Series within the next 10 years, if not win one. And we're going to think about the day they hired A.J. Hinch. I believe that with my heart. The guy has won. The guy has built a team up. You know, and Chris Vetter coming over. I just hope they can keep him. Is this guy a manager in waiting? Probably so. What he did at Michigan. What he's doing in Detroit. Just the entire culture. And it's contagious because look at the farm system right now. It was Toledo. I saw the tweet either last night or this morning. I think they're three games. Magic number is three games from clinching the division. Torkelson has played all three levels, and he looks like he's major league ready. Riley Green looks like he's, you know, rookie of the year material next year. What they've done since May 1st, top to bottom, and that would be minor league system through the Tigers. It's about 2 years ahead of schedule from where we all were thinking at the end of April when they were just horrible. Miguel Cabrera looked like he was toast, and maybe it was the cold weather and he's a warm weather type of hitter. I don't know, but something clicked. And it's amazing and it's wonderful to watch. You know, here I am in September where since what, 2015, give or take? 5 years, 6 years, you know, we're not even thinking about the Tigers. So all the heat on Avila, it's gone because of A.J. Hinch, who stands front and center. Do you agree with everything he says? No. But he just keeps moving this team in the right direction. How about that Tigers pitching? Wow. Now Dan Hasty, he is play-by-play voice of the Tigers' high-A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and also he hosts Road to Detroit, a great podcast that you can... download. Speaking of Torkelson and Green, he's talked to them this year. Dan is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And Tigers win this afternoon, Dan. Manning starting to look like a major league pitcher. I mentioned Fetter, A.J. Hinch, the staff, the farm system. What's wrong right now with the Tigers when you look ahead to the future?
And you know what? I think the best thing about it, and thanks for having me, is the fact that the needs that they have are pretty glaring in a way that they are fixable, right? I mean, a shortstop, for example. And there are a lot of good shortstops out there. So you're talking about, you know, where can you point to these tangible places this offseason where this team can improve? It's pretty obvious that they're going to have those avenues available to them. I mean, look, Jake Rogers is out for the year. Well, Eric Haas is hitting 20 home runs. You've got a starting catcher. You probably need another one, but you have your starting catcher. So I just look at where they lack, where they are deficient, and I just see ways that that can be remedied. And that can be a huge impact. And based on what they've already done this year, look, now's the time.
Yeah, now is the time. I've mentioned a year, if not 2 years, the timetable from what we were thinking after spring training and especially after the first month of the season, Dan. You go out and sign that big money free agent shortstop. Garneau did hit a homer today. He'll be in the mix to be the backup catcher. I think he got 1 for 2 or something. I saw as I'm doing the show and watching Bally Sports Detroit. You know, you have the right-handed power that, you know, Green, it could be Torkelson. Green, I think, is a lock to start. Torkelson, the way he's tore it up at West Michigan, Erie, and now Toledo, he could be that right-handed pop. It's going to be interesting if you're in that room, Dan, with Al Avila and his staff and Hinch and his staff, when you talk about those glaring needs, what are glaring and need outside help, which would be free agency, and where is help on that road to Detroit?
You know what? I think really what they have is they've afforded themselves the ability to wait in some important areas. So, look, I mean, a couple of years ago, it was a great example. Daz Cameron had a phenomenal finish. It was 2018. He went up to Toledo. He dominated. He went to spring training. He dominated there. Tiger said, you know what? Go down to Toledo one more time. Check this box for us so we know for sure. He didn't do it. And even though he had a good finish to his season in Toledo in 2018, he didn't do it. And that saved the Tigers from possibly bringing him up too soon. So I think the Tigers are eventually going to do the same thing with the Riley Greens of the world, with Spencer Torkelson, and say, hey, you know what? Just go back and show us one more time. Make us obviously aware that you are ready. So if you're talking opening day, I don't see it. But they've already got Akil Baddoo. They've got Derek Hill, who's having the best season that we could have ever expected from him. They've got Robbie Grossman. They're okay. They have enough to get by so they can make sure that these young players can check that box. So what they have there has afforded them a lot of flexibility. I think they need more help in the bullpen, which is like an evergreen statement for the Detroit Tigers. But I think they also need a shortstop. We all know that. And I think that they're going to have probably some interest in picking up another catcher. But based on what they've done with the in-house options at that position, I mean, between Jake Rogers, Eric Haas, Dustin Garneau, Wilson Ramos, that group might have 40 to 50 home runs. I don't necessarily think they really need one.
You know, because when you look at it, and this is good at what you just mentioned about scope, and I agree with you, Derek Hill, his defense, spacious Comerica Park where you're playing 81 games a year. Akil Baddoo, where, look at the speed. Grossman, who just, he looks like that leader type guy, and he's doing it by example without saying much. So if you look at Candelario at third, you know there'll be a free agent shortstop. That's obvious need number one. I agree with you on the pen. I still might like a veteran starter because I don't know how long these young arms, the same questions you have about Green and Torkelson, full season, ready to go, compete, contend. I don't know if those young arms are all there yet. Then you have Jonathan Scope, who they gave the two-year extension. Is that correct, right?
They did. And so, to your point about the starting pitcher, I mean, if there was only a starting pitcher that maybe had played for the Tigers at some point in their career,
right,
and maybe was coming off of some type of an arm injury, maybe trying to revive his career. If only there was somebody that might be available like that, but I don't know. I mean, if you have any
Boyd, it'd be Boyd, right? I mean, that is, he's sitting there, right, where he could revive it. I mean, look at the way Fulmer has revived things and struck out 4, I mentioned, in the final 2 innings against a 89-win Brewer team this afternoon. So the possibilities are there. And that's why I said that room postseason, or that room they may be discussing this now with Hinch, his staff, the entire scouting staff, front office, that you got Haas, you found your everyday catcher. Garneau, like you said, Rogers gets healthy, there's options. So then your question becomes second base with a 2-year deal. Do you move Jonathan Scope to second? Do you then have Miguel be your DH and Torkelson play first next year? That's one scenario. Then you have your free agent shortstop. You have Candelario. You then have Baddoo, Hill, and Grossman in the outfield, but you don't want to bring Riley Green up to be a fourth outfielder or split time with somebody. So what you said at the start of this conversation, Green might end up starting in Toledo and see if Akil Baddoo can keep it going. Is he a one-year wonder? You know, same thing with Hill. You have a couple of not question marks, but guys who haven't proven it for a full year, right? Akil will get that chance here when the season ends. So there are a lot of scenarios, right?
I would agree. And I think just like the Tigers want to see somebody like Riley Green show them one more time in Toledo, I think that similar logic kind of applies at the major league level with Akil Baddoo, with Derek Hill.
I agree.
Hey, show us that you can do this again, because we're not out here looking for platoon players. We're out here looking for long-term solutions. So for me, I don't think there's any risk in keeping that group together just the way they had it. And I think overall, by buying that little bit of time, I think will make them feel infinitely better when they do eventually make that call and they bring Riley Green to the show. They bring Spencer Torkelson to the show, because now, I mean, look, they were so aggressive, especially with Spencer Torkelson this year. He played three levels. That guy never played professional baseball before this year. We forget that. So the fact that they've already rushed him all the way to AAA, now is the time where you just take a beat. Now is the time, because nobody expected Spencer to be up in the big leagues right out of the gate next year. That's not how this usually works. So the fact that he's even in this conversation shows how well he has performed this year.
So your question is then, looking at the potential 2021 opening day lineup, will Harold Castro, who's hit really well with the Tigers, will he play second? You keep Scope at first. You got Miguel as the DH. You get the free agent big name at shortstop. Candelario, Haas, Baddoo, Hill, Grossman, you've watched pretty much that lineup, give or take, play very well against some of the best teams in baseball here the last couple of weeks. Could that be your ever? And then you hope you get Boyd back, right? And you know, and you pick up a couple of veterans who have gotten big outs late in games for contenders, and then you start the season that way, because you're fighting for 500 right now if you're Hinch and Avila. I don't think fans are going to expect, Dan, that you're going to win 100 games next year. But with this lineup, and take away April, and they're a playoff team. Seriously, take away April, the Tigers are a playoff team, if not contending right now in the Central. I'll give the White Sox a lot of credit. So with what you said, what I kind of mixed in, that's a formula to be a wild card contender, would you say?
Just show me that you're close. And right, today was win number 70. And that's a big deal, because A.J. Hinch came in this year. And before he got there, this didn't look as promising as it does now. And, you know, we were talking about, well, if there was only a player, well, if there was only a free agent that maybe played for A.J. Hinch, maybe stay in a different location.
There you go.
Maybe he's coming back from an arm injury. I think he would understand that this team is moving
Verlander
in that right direction.
How about if you got Boyd and Verlander back?
See, now you're picking up what we're putting down, though.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Secret Code Baseball Man.
I'm not here to name names, but I think we all know.
And then how about Correa at shortstop?
And that's the key. That's the key to the kingdom right there. You might be able to bring one and convince the other. It's kind of like a Miami Heat brings the big three dynamic, isn't it?
Well, you know, if we just go off of what we talked about with, okay, you get Verlander, you get Boyd back into the rotation. Takes a lot of pressure off of Mize, doesn't it? And the young arms.
And it gives them a tutor. I mean, think about 2006. Think about the value of when Kenny Rogers.
How
ironic was it? Because Kenny Rogers was teaching Justin Verlander at that point. I know they were obviously different styles, but I mean, it was about the veteran teaching some of the young guys on the come up. How cool of a full circle experience could we find if this was to happen?
Oh, gosh. You are, Dan, you know, Rogers, I remember in 2006 at KennyTeaches.com, he was talking to Verlander saying, someday you're going to get away from Detroit and win a ring with the Astros. And then he called up Scherzer and said, they're never going to pay you. So you'll end up, and you and JV will be in the same rotation with the AL ERA leader, and Anibal Sanchez, and we're going to have Porcello, and we're going to have the greatest rotation, and then win a World Series. That was Kenny Rogers. He's kind of like the Nostradamus of baseball.
See, for some of us, when we saw the movie Rookie of the Year when we were very young, Gary Busey played a guy named Chet Stedman. He was known as the Rocket, and he came back for one last shot at glory. Mm. That would be kind of how this felt. But again, you're talking about a guy who won like AL Cy Youngs and was the most dominant pitcher, even really leading up to the time of his injury. So, yeah, you're taking a chance. You're rolling a dice on a guy who's 37, 38, who had Tommy John surgery and things like that. So, I mean, this is kind of our pipe dream situation. But I think there is an avenue that points to this being a possibility. And I think with the enthusiasm around this team right now, this is the chance to strike while the iron is hot. And this is when you strike. This is when you smash the button. And that's what I'm just hoping that the Tigers can find a way to do in the winter.
I look at the pitchers like Peralta and even Alexander and Manning, who pitched outstanding today against an 89-win Brewers team. 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. I know I give Hinge a lot of love about the culture building that's still ongoing, but Chris Fetter, as pitching coach, he can't be lost in any conversation about this surprising season.
No, and you know what? Look at the 3 big pitching prospects that we have been talking about for years. Mize, Scooble, Manning. And in normal situations, if you just look at prospect hit rates in the history of baseball, you're hoping that among those 3 names we just mentioned, that 2 of those guys become long-term established core pieces for your team in the years ahead. And I don't think any of those 3 have shown themselves that they are incapable of doing that. Obviously, Matt Manning has the farthest way to go, but he's even showing us that he's got something. I always thought Manning was the most talented of the 3, truth be told. When watching all 3 of them, I got a long look at Manning in West Michigan. I thought he was phenomenal. And the fact that he got off to a slow start just goes to show how tough it can be, but he's figuring it out. And he has kind of the wisdom of a guy like Chris Fetter, who really just knows how to accentuate strengths. And I love the fact that he has turned not 1, not 2, but all 3 of these guys into guys who are having success at this level. That's a big deal. If they get all 3 of those right, that is so ridiculously instrumental to what they're trying to do. It's a game changer.
It's an Atlanta Braves-like game changer with Glavin Smoltz and Maddux. And the work he's done with guys like Willie Peralta and Tyler Alexander and how different they look under the tutelage of Hinch, a former catcher, and Fetter. And I watched what he did with Michigan pitchers down in Ann Arbor. And if Boyd can come back, and if you do make a run at JV and you get a Correa at shortstop and a couple of bullpen arms, but, you know, Lang and Fulmer were great today again against an 89-win Brewer team. Dan Hasty, by the way, follows everything on that road to Detroit, the podcast. Make sure you download it wherever you download podcasts. Also, another stellar season as voice of the West Michigan Whitecaps. Did they make the playoffs?
So only 2 teams from our entire league make the playoffs this year. It used to be an 8-team thing, but because of COVID, they kind of downsized.
Oh, that's nice.
Just a 3-game championship series. So
that's nice. Yeah, way to go. Way to end on a big note. That's good.
Hey, can I just say one other thing?
Because go ahead.
You were just talking about these pitchers, guys like Willie Peralta. Talk about just creating value out of thin air.
Yes.
End of season, all of a sudden, you know, we talked about having options. So even if you don't think that some guys are part of your future, you've created additional surplus value, and now that gives you more options. That gives you the chance to move a guy, to make a trade, to bring back somebody of even more significant value. They are finally in this position where they are developing players, whether they're younger players, players in the prime of their career, players who are a little bit in the veteran side, they're finally extracting value. They're getting a lot of toothpaste out of the tube, and that's the first time I've been able to say that in a long time.
He talks for a living, Dan Hasty, Road to Detroit podcast. If you're a Tigers fan and you want to follow the farm system, which is loaded with talent right now, Road to Detroit, wherever you download podcasts. Dan, congrats on another great year with High A West Michigan. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Bill.
All right, Dan Hasty joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer proud to be longtime partners with minor league baseball throughout the state of Michigan and your Detroit Tigers. So when you shop at your local Meijer, you are shopping for your local community. Speaking of Meijer, they just released that ad with Tyler Bertuzzi where the Meijer logo now is on the Wings helmets. And speaking of the Wings, Jeff Blashill, head coach of the Wings, joined Anthony Bellino on X's and Bros earlier this morning, and we'll have their conversation next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and week one may be over, but the season is just getting started on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and you can kick off week two with a huge offer from my friends at DraftKings. They're giving all new customers a can't-miss deal. Bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you'll get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code HUGE when you sign up, and all new customers will get $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. And I will tell you, DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code HUGE to get $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game this week. That's code HUGE to get your $200 in free bets instantly after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up, use that promo code HUGE, and you'll get that $200 in free bets if you bet just $1 with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan Wednesday broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center will stay right here in Michigan. The location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. You want to join in on the conversation? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Now, I mentioned earlier this hour that this morning I heard Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, which is heard on our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. and across the Michigan Sports Network. he had a chance to talk to Wings head coach Jeff Blashill about the upcoming season.
How are you? How's life? How are things now that we're getting closer and closer to training camp starting up?
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. Thanks for having me on. Things are good. You know, we I think we're all anxious to get going, to be honest with you, between the coaching staff and the players. I think we're all in the same boat where you get to this point of the year and you're ready to go and you're prepared. You know, certainly from our coaching staff's perspective, you know, we put the preparation in. We're ready for camp to get started. Now it's a little bit of kind of wait. And the good thing for us, for me personally, is I get a chance to go up and watch some of our young prospects in the prospects tournament starting tomorrow. So it feels like the season is upon us, which is awesome. I think we've all had a long enough summer, and we're excited to get going.
You know, Coach, the last time that the two of us had the opportunity to speak, it was just post the pause during the COVID-19 pandemic when things had just shut down. And obviously, you know, last year you go through the truncated, shortened 56-game season, the realignment of divisions. How excited are you and your staff and the guys on the team to get back to some sense of normalcy, to have an actual regular season?
Yeah, I think we are. We're probably like the rest of the world. I think we all long for as much normalcy as we can get to. And you know, certainly things have changed a lot in the last year and a half, 2 years. And we respect all the struggles that people have gone through. And for us personally, to get back to a point to where we're playing a normal season, where we're playing in front of fans. I think that's great. You know, life is about living, and lots of times, what sports I think a lot of times about is the interaction with fans, and the fans bring so much energy to the building, and it's a completely different experience. When you're playing in front of arenas that are sold out, so it'll be certainly exciting about that.
You know, Coach Blashill, looking at the 2019-2020 season, the 71-game season, your team was 17-49-5. And then last season, in a 56-game season, you guys go 19-27-10. To you, what was the biggest difference in the 2 years? And I feel like a lot of Wings fans could almost kind of see and feel that, hey, yeah, this team is getting better. They are improving. But what do you kind of attribute that to?
Well, I think there's no doubt that, 2 years ago, in too many games we weren't in at all. And we obviously the record speaks for itself, but we were also just weren't in a lot of those losses. We were beaten early and the game was over. Where I felt last year, even in the number of losses that we had, we were in those hockey games, and it's a process then to learn how to win those games. And we learned how to win some of them, but not enough. And I think that's a huge growth process, even for our young players, is to be in those situations where you're in those tight games and you're learning to win them. And I think a big piece of that is making sure that we're a tight checking team. And I think our guys grew in a perspective of how important it is to check and to make sure that you do a good job of that. If you check every night, you're in every game. And then there's opportunities to win those games. And so, I think certainly there was growth of our young players. I think certainly, we added some players, especially on the back end a year ago, that solidified that back end a little bit, made us a stronger defensive unit. And now we got to take that learned process of learning how to be in those tight games and find ways to win them. And a lot of times that comes down to continuing to check really hard, continuing to be a hard team to play against, but then finding ways to score that one extra goal. And so that's what we're working towards this offseason.
Head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, Jeff Blashill, join us right now here on X's and Bros. And Coach, the acquisition of a new goaltender via trade, where you pick up Alex Nedeljkovic of the Carolina Hurricanes, he's now on your team. When I saw that come across the wire, it kind of felt like a little bit of a steal, right? And we kind of see, Steve Yzerman, the general manager there. Obviously, we all know the history of him and that organization. But as you start to see this roster assemble a little bit, and you start to see him, making more and more moves and transactions coming across, do you kind of feel like you are seeing kind of the shape of this team and how he wants to kind of construct it in the tools that he's giving you?
Yeah, I think, when Steve made the trade for Nick Leddy, and then the trade for Nedeljkovic, both those trades you know, were situations where we were trading assets to gain players that could help us today. And you know, that's certainly the first time, and rightfully so, but the first time here in a while that we've done that. You know, in the past, we've been trading assets away, acquiring draft picks to build this organization back up through the draft, which is how you have to do it. But those were two signs that, you know, that we're looking towards solidifying this roster, becoming a better hockey team today as well as in the future. And so I think, you know, with both Letty and Nedeljkovic, you know, they're at extremely important positions. Ned had a really, really good year last year. It was a short sample size, but he's a guy who's kind of, you know, been told that he wasn't going to be good enough and always prove people wrong, going back to his days in junior through the American League into the NHL. And we hope he can continue to do that and continue to, you know, play at the level he played at a season ago. Now, one of the things that helps a goalie play at that level is having a real strong defensive team. And Carolina had that. They've got some really, really good defenders. And I think, you know, the acquisition of Letty will help us with that. He's a top four defenseman on really any team in the league. He's a great skating D that gets you out of your end, which can help you just not play defense as much, which is the best way to play defense. So, you know, I think with a solidified defensive core, it puts our goaltenders in position to have really good years, and then they got to go out and execute at a high level. And with Ned and with Grice, you know, we feel like we're in position to do that. Now we got to make sure we play really good in front of them.
Yeah, talking about the blue line, talking about the defense, we've been talking a lot about a guy we only see like small little snippets on Twitter, right? We see this youngster by the name of Moritz Seider, a high pick a couple of years ago. A buddy of mine played on his, he was a line mate with him in the DEL, and he just always said, look, you guys are going to be happy. Like, you're going to get a decade plus. Like, this guy is the real deal. One of the major questions is, will we see Moritz Seider in the 21-22 campaign?
Well, one of the things I think Steve's made clear, both in the media and in our conversations and to our players, and that Steve and I've talked a lot about, and I agree with totally, is players have to earn their roster spots. We're not going to just give players roster spots. Now, with that said, you know, part of the way to earn a roster spot is to play great before you get here, and to show that you can be a great player in the American League, which I think Moritz did to a large degree. You know, obviously had a great year last year in Sweden. He's played 3 years a pro, so, you know, he should be ready. Now, he's got to go out, as him and I have talked, and have a great camp. He's got to go out and play great in the exhibition season. He's got to go out and prove that he makes our team better. You know, we don't want guys to just make our team. We want guys that are going to make our team better, and certainly we think Moritz has an opportunity to do that. Now he's got to go out and prove it. He's a very, very, in my opinion, has a really good package, in a sense of he's got a real good confidence to him. He's got a real good hockey smarts package. He's got physical tools. Now he's going to face challenges in the NHL that you don't face in any other league. You know, there aren't McKinnons and McDavids and Matthews in other leagues. It's just the reality of it. So he's got to prepare for that and be ready to adjust to the challenges that he faces. But, you know, we think he's got a chance to be a really good player. How good and how soon, we'll find out. And we'll find out starting camp here next week.
Maybe the most important question that I can ask you here, Coach Blashill, how's your golf game? You getting ready for the outing on September 22nd?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we had to cancel the outing because of the COVID protocols that were sent out by the NHL. So we won't have that outing. My golf game isn't where I ever want it to be, but it's improved. So we'll keep. I won't be able to work on it now. I hit September, and it feels like golf season certainly should be over. So, but I'll sneak it around probably up in Traverse City, anyways.
Fantastic. Well, safe travels up north. We know that you have a very busy week ahead of you. All the best. Thank you so much for being so gracious with your time this morning, Coach. We greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful camp, a great exhibition season. We look forward to watching you throughout the 21-22 campaign.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
And that was Jeff Blashill from earlier this morning with Anthony Bellino on X's and Bros, which is heard weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game, in Grand Rapids and across the Michigan Sports Network for a station close to you. Or if you want to listen online, weekday mornings at 6 a.m., go to MichiganSportsNetwork.com. On the way, Logan Lamarandier, SI.com, Lions, NFL Insider, he'll join us. Aaron McMahon, MLive.com's Michigan football guru, all within the hour. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter. I read the tweets, okay? Drop them 24/7 at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard, and like you, I'm fired up football is back. Place a moneyline wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 or more points at halftime, you win. That's right, that's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want to continue wagering in the third quarter? No problem, keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? No issue. Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for the gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociation. Persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the Huge Radio Network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the Huge Radio Network. You can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
My name's Karen Ballinger. I'm a paramedic in St. Clair County, Michigan. We have a pretty big feeling that even though the numbers are down right now, we're going to see a pretty big surge by the end of summer, beginning of fall. School's going to be back, and a lot of people haven't been vaccinated yet. We've had a lot of COVID patients in the back of our trucks. We've transported from one hospital to another hospital. We've seen patients on vents that haven't come off of vents, and we've seen patients that just have mild COVID symptoms as well. We're seeing them at their worst, and if they're calling for an ambulance because of COVID, we're obviously going to be there. We're going to take care of them. It's going to be a little bit delayed because we have to get fully gowned up in PPE, but we will be there. But we don't want to have to see people in our truck because of something that's preventable. So it's your decision to get vaccinated, and I think that you should do it if you're able to. It's safe and it's time.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Huge here for the world-renowned Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. Now they're known for their Parkinson's and cancer research. If you'd like to be a part of their Purple Community and help raise awareness and money, go to purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a MHSAA Wednesday. You can follow everything Michigan High School sports 24/7, MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook, and also archive boys and girls high school sports and live broadcast at MHSAA.tv. Superfly Hayes is producing a stellar broadcast statewide. He also put up all the podcasts, all the interviews. You can listen 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.